Joining us today is Jack Vrolik, running for the position of Board of Directors. How are you doing today, Jack?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by asking you a couple iceberg questions, then we'll get into the whole nitty-gritty of the board. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Great. So to start, share a description of your favorite material object that you already own.
My favorite material object? Ooh. That's a good question. I have a VR headset, and okay. It's probably the thing that I've gotten just the most value out of. It blows my mind. It's such a fun thing to use, and there's some really cool new things coming out with it. I'm really looking forward to them.
That's great. Thank you. And if you were to create a slogan for your life, what would it be?
Slogan for my life. Ooh. I would say it would be Jack of all trades, because that uses my name. And also I like just getting all these little weird skills and just being able to, like, party tricks, just being able to kind of show them off to different people.
Perfect. That's great. And our last little icebreaker for you today is a classic one. If you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say take time for yourself. I find that with first years, it's so easy to get stuck in just the constant grind of studying in school. But I've really this year gotten big on just taking maybe like a day, like a Saturday, just to go for a walk, do stuff that I want to do, hang out with myself for a bit, and just take some time off.
That's great. Thank you so much. So now that we've kind of dipped our toes in the water and got our feet wet, we can hop right into the board questions. Ready to rock?
Awesome. Sweet.
Great. So the first one is, what inspired you to run for the Wolusa Board of Directors?
Yeah, I've had a really great time being part of Wolusa so far with Radio Laurier. And I remember I had my performance review from a manager position with Abby, our station manager. And she just kind of mentioned, hey, there's this board thing coming up you can run for, and here's the package. And I looked through it and I thought, this looks awesome. It'd be really great to be kind of a deeper part of this organization that I've had such an amazing time working for so far.
Great. Thanks so much. And question number two is, can you name each of the publications underneath WLUSIP?
I think I can name all of them. If not, I'll maybe one. I know there's Radio Laurier. There is The Chord. There's Sputnik. There is Community Edition, I believe is us. I give me one second just to think. I believe that is all of them. If not, I might be missing one.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes, please. I would.
There are nine.
Nine. So, I missed a few.
Yes. I'm not sure if I could answer that question off the top of my head. So
we have a student poll as well. I just remembered that one.
Yeah. Great. And question number three is, how would your experience within WLUSIP prepare you to be on the board of directors?
Yeah, I feel that being kind of in the positions that I've held with Radio Laurier Volunteer, now manager, I think I've really gotten a good idea of how it runs. I think that with, especially on the manager team, we're a pretty small team. And so we really, I think we kind of see everything. And even like in our meetings, we do meetings with everyone, not just individual meetings with the station manager. And so we get an idea of how it all runs. And even just like talking to Abby, because Abby's going for president, I know I've gotten ideas of how like WLUSIP runs. I feel like I've gotten a good view of how we operate, what we strive to do, and how we accomplish that.
Great. What are Robert's rules of order? And can you name a specific action that a board member can propose?
I don't know. I believe I know the answer to this one. I didn't know that's actually what they were called. I believe it's just like the standard things that happen at like every board meeting. I would say maybe like proposing, I would say like a motion to adjourn is one I'm thinking of. That is what I think it is. I'm not sure if I have that totally correct.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay. Thank you so much. Our next one is, why is attendance so important for a director on the board?
I think that with, I think that especially with aborted directories tend to meet monthly, I think that it's, you can miss such big things by just missing one meeting. You can miss huge, mm-hmm. huge decisions, huge proposals, and also just so that you are consistently contributing. If you are only there for one meeting every 4 months, you're missing probably a lot of really important info. And that way you're not really able mm-hmm. to make as good of a decision as you could if you really had all that information. I think that you just miss so much and you're not really as active as you should be as a director.
Great. And you've talked a lot about your experience with Radio Laurier, and I appreciate that. But how do you plan to support and advocate for publications outside of that one which you come from?
Yeah, I really want to get involved. Maybe not uninvolved is really the right word, but I want to just like talk to different people involved and just say, help me understand a better idea of how you operate. What are certain values that you take forward in your work, and how do you ensure that you and your team are meeting those values? Really just opening communication with people in the different publications and using that to create a strong relationship with me in those publications.
That's great. Thank you so much. And can you speak to the benefits of having both student and community directors on the board?
Yes. I think that with, I find that universities can almost feel like their own separate cities. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we live in Laurier. We don't live in Waterloo. And so I believe that when you're on something like this, a board of directors, it's possible that you could be looking at how your choices will affect Laurier, the campus, both here and in Brantford, but not at how mm-hmm. it would affect the larger community. So I think that having community members, maybe even students who aren't, no, sorry, I understand just the community members, you really get that idea of, well, that is actually not great for us because it does this and that, and it sends this message, and they can offer their perspective on things that you just don't get when you're a student and you're really only in this small area that the campus is in.
Yeah, that's true. You can really, students can very much be tunnel visions. I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. And what role do you feel the board of directors plays in informing policy decisions?
Mm-hmm. I think that for informing policy decisions, I believe that the board just gives a very overall look of everything. I think that mm-hmm. when you have directors from the different publications who have all different positions, they're able to look at and offer opinions on different things. I mean, you have like the community members who offer the outside view, and then I would offer a Radio Laurier kind of not based, but kind of you mm-hmm. know, or origin of my involvement here. You have people who come from the Cord, who come from Community Edition, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that we really just bring all of our ideas together, and we just kind of give that overall arching view of how this is going to affect everything, whatever we're deciding. And then we can from there make the best choice that benefits everyone.
Great, thank you. And kind of similar to a previous question, but name something that you would really like to see done in another publication this year, other than the one that you're involved in.
Another publication. Good question. I'm going to take a second. I'm going to think about that.
Of course. Yeah. Take your time.
Do you want a specific publication or just a more general?
Feel free to answer how you choose.
Mm-hmm. I see. I would say more, not about more. I would say just, I think that we can increase the students' awareness of the print publications. Mm-hmm. I find that if you're not on campus where you're seeing the newspapers on the stands, I find that it's easy for you to not know that they exist, but just not interact with them as much. And mm-hmm. or if you're not involved in some way, you might not see the Instagrams. I think that we can really do more to just increase the overall awareness of the print publications.
That's great. Thank you so much. And our last question today is, if elected, what are you looking forward to learning during your term on the board?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I think, learning more specific things about all the organization, all the, not all your, but all the publications, and more of what I talked about earlier, of less of kind of specific procedural things and more like their values, what they strive to do in their work, even like the individual people's values and things that they bring from their own personal lives into their work, really kind of learning what keeps them motivated and what are they striving to do by the work that they do for Lucid.
Great. Thank you so much for that answer. And additionally, that kind of brings us to the end of our interview today. So thank you so much for your time coming on with us and answering questions. And if you're out there listening, I definitely encourage all of our listeners to attend our annual general meeting during the first week of February, so you can hear more from our candidates, as well as more about the overall status of our organization as a whole. So thank you so much, Jack, and for those of you listening, and we'll see you next time.